Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. We're 9 days away from the last 6 months of 2017. If the first 6 months of this year haven't been all you wanted them to be, believe them to be, well, let's don't worry about the past. But let's start working right now on what each of us need to learn to make the remainder of 2017 not only the way we want it to be, but the best year of our lives. Here are seven things to learn and practice to make that a reality. Number one, learn to maintain your momentum. Seven keys to developing and maintaining momentum. First, stop seeing yourself the way others see you. Let me say that again. Stop seeing yourself the way others see you. When we're confident of who we are in Christ, when we exercise our faith, when we know our cause is just and our calling right, then we should never be moved by what others, including friends and family members, say.
Second, despise not small beginnings. Zechariah 4:10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. You know, it's not where we start in life, it's where we end up. And our momentum, once started, will become an irresistible force regardless of how we began or where we are in life.
Third, make the most of where you're at and what you're doing at the moment. If God has given you a big vision, but you haven't yet seen the manifestation, we must be diligent where we are and create a momentum for our future by our faithfulness today. We need to ask ourselves, what can I do at this very moment to improve where I'm at? Is there a self-study course you can take that will improve your performance on the job or that will contribute to even greater success in life? Is there someone who's been at or been where you want to go in life who can serve as a mentor to you? Are there habits that you need to cultivate or change, which will increase your value in life in the marketplace? Not sure? Well, ask God. He's always happy to reveal the things we need to know and when we need to know.
Fourth, ignore the criticisms of others when your cause is just and your direction clear. Colossians 3:23 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men. Sadly, there's such a large number of believers who get discouraged and disappointed and not promoted or achieving their dreams simply because they're not being faithful at the moment. Never let a grumpy boss, a sarcastic supervisor, a lack of pay or recognition keep you from doing the best job you can wherever you're assigned at the moment. Believe me, God is watching you, and that's more important. It's important, imperative, essential, absolutely necessary that we give our best efforts where we are, regardless of what others say or do. They are not in control. And we can't control what other people say or do, but we can definitely be in control of how we act and react to what they do.
Fifth, become goal reward motivated. The enemy wants each of us to believe that where we are in life right now, that's where we're going to stay. That's simply not true. Have you identified the motivation or reward that you need to create your momentum for success? Think about it.
6, recognize who is fighting your battles. With God on our side, we have no reason to be afraid. We need to get Psalm 118, verse 6 in the Message Bible down in our spirits. God's now at my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? While the situations and problems we face on a daily basis may not be life and death, they are most often the choice between success or failure, mediocrity or excellence, malaise or momentum. Our momentum can't be stopped unless we allow it to happen. When we do our part, God will definitely do his part.
7, create a momentum for victory. The decision to create a momentum in your life is yours. It will be created and as effective as each of us decide for it to be. Here are 7 things to keep the momentum going in your life. First, purpose in your heart that nothing or nobody will keep you from achieving your goals. Second, read your Bible every day. Third, spend time in prayer first thing each morning. Fourth, operate on a daily timeline with goals. Fifth, create a confession about the momentum you desire in your life. 6, every day for at least 1 hour, listen to a CD or read a book that motivates you. And 7, this is a good one, listen to Rich Salts for breakfast every day. Okay, that was all on 1. Now 2, learn from the best in your vocation, calling, or business. Learn from the best.
And who is the best? Psalm 32:8. Psalm 32:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
2, be punctual and properly attired. Your punctuality and appearance send a message before you ever open your mouth. 3, ask the right questions when you're learning from the best. Have a list of questions you want answered before you ever say your first word. I recommend that the following be your first class question. If you were me, what questions would you be asking you? There's a Chinese proverb that says, he who asks a question is a fool for 5 minutes. But he who does not ask a question remains a fool forever. Asking someone a question is better. It's better than the experience that we would gain through the loss of time, money, direction, and momentum. 4, recognize that asking questions honors the person, shows you value, their experience, wisdom, acumen, in their field of endeavor. 5, take notes while you're learning. Taking notes shows you place the value on what the person is saying to you. Plus, it will help you easily recall the information at a later date. 6, send a note of appreciation and or a gift for the time and advice you were given. This gesture will facilitate a future visit should you desire. 7, practice what you've learned and always be ready to share it with others. 3, learn to turn disadvantages to advantages. 1, don't complain. Don't complain. Come say that again. Don't complain, murmur, blame anyone else. Take things personally, play the victim, or give up. Never do that.
Philippians 2:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves. 2, recognize that in every problem we will have an opportunity. Look for it. Learn to look for it. Galatians 6:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. So then, as occasion and opportunity opens up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith, those who belong to God's family with you, the believers.
Third, change your current reality by changing your perception of the situation. You see, we change our perception, our reality, by what we believe and know to be true. For instance, 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Amplified Classic Bible says, "For we walk by faith. We regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction and belief, respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk, not by sight or appearance." Fourth,
in disengage from negative thinking so that all our thoughts, decisions, feelings, and actions are focused on the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. Philippians 4, 8 and 9 in the Message Bible says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
I had somebody say to me once, "Brother Harold, you seem to use Philippians 4:8-9 a lot. Is there another verse you could use?" My response was, "Sure, but can you first quote that verse to me without looking at your Bible?" As you might imagine, the answer was an embarrassed no. To which I said, "When you can quote that verse to me verbatim, then I'll use another." Remember the words of W. Clement Stone, the author, entrepreneur, who once said, "To every disadvantage, there is a corresponding advantage." In the first almost 6 months of this year, now being complete, if you had to deal with disadvantages, things that have kept you from achieving the goals you set for yourself on January 1st, as we entered this year of unlimited miracles, it's time to think about them. It's time not to focus on them, but to learn from them. And just ask God, "Lord, what can I learn? What can you teach me? What can you show me to make the next 9 days and 6 months the best year I've ever had?" Thank you. Hallelujah. Stay with me. There are two things I need to cover with you before we finish. And we'll pick this up on tomorrow's call. First, Sunday night, 6 p.m., we're going to have our, the Lord directed us to have 6 conference calls after our New Year's Day conference call. And the last one is Sunday night, 6 p.m. You can watch it streaming live by going to haroldherring.com and just click the button that says Sunday Night Live. Or you can listen to it just as you've been doing this call today and every day. But whatever you need to do, do whatever you need to do to join us for the call, for the live stream, as we talk about our year of unlimited miracles. Second, please be in prayer for friends of ours. Lejeune has been a faithful person since we began Rich Salts for Breakfast every day. Probably about 2 years ago, she came to a meeting and had huge notebooks with all the notes that she's taken each day. She's in a health battle right now with her invalid brother and Bertie. And we need to please pray for Bertie and for Lejeune. Lejeune is caring for him, and it's a strain on her. She's a mighty woman of God. That's why those of us who know the word need to circle around and pray with her. That's what we need to do. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says, sow a seed, ask God, what seed have you put in the ground? Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.